Blog Talk Radio.
I will praise thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With all the thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my heart filled with praise, with all the thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With all the thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With my heart of thanks, giving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly, greatly, greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. So welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our first time listeners listening in across the globe. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with us on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want to welcome all of our listeners in South Korea, France, Japan, and the Netherlands, and especially United States of America. So we want to welcome all of our listeners. We are aware that you are there because of our statistics and our back office, and it lets us know that you're listening. So thank you for listening, and we pray that you will continue to listen as we meet on this platform 6 days a week, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory and the honor. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I'm the pastor of the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We pray that everybody had a good week as we have coming to the end of it. Amen. Glory be to God. You're still holding on to your faith, still holding on, holding on, holding on, and refusing to let go. Amen. As our brother Job declared, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right. We want to continue where we left off on yesterday. Amen. This morning on our 5 a.m. platform. Amen. On Facebook, we're talking about confessing the blessing, the blessing. Thank God for the blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. So, amen, we're going to be repeating some declarations today. Amen. I'm not going to open up the lines. I'm just going to let you do, because sometimes when you, amen, open up the lines, there's a little confusion, people off rhythm and all that other stuff. So we're just going to have you, amen, repeat after me, amen, declarations, amen. I have hundreds and hundreds of declarations. Amen. Confessions, beloved. Amen. And you need to get in the habit of confessing. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says so. Amen. And we talked about that on yesterday. Amen. You can't even get born again unless you, amen, confess. Amen. Confess the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So we see, amen, the power of confession. Amen. We've already cleared the way. Amen, because the Bible says whoever confess their sins and forsake their sins will be blessed. But if we do not confess and we do not forsake, we won't be blessed. It's simple as that. It's simple as that. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless God. So we thank God as we are preparing for this holy season that we are in. We are allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and do the house cleaning in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as we confess and forsake, amen. Glory be to God. There's a lot of God's people there. They confess. Amen. Every time they get caught, they confess, but they're not forsaken. See, you still keep going back. See, glory be to God. Well, he said that person will not be blessed. That is the word of God. So God is already done the work in our lives. We are ready now. This is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me this morning. He said, amen, glory be to God. Excuse me. He said, excuse me. Sin remains sin until it's confessed. Ooh, and forsaken. Ooh. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Sin remains sin. Sin only remains sin until it is confessed and forsaken. And when we confess sin and forsake sin, there is no sin. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And since sin is the only thing that can separate us from God, amen, because God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Amen. And since that's the only thing, and so we've allowed the Holy Spirit to come in with the pine oil and the bleach and the sanitizer. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how, you know how it is when it's really clean. Glory be to God. Someone came in my house a little while ago. They can't come today. They come today, they're not going to say the same thing. But when because I've been sort of, you know, moving just a little bit slower, amen, until my leg is fully back. But they said, oh, it smells clean. It smells clean. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's the way I like to live. Amen. I like for stuff to smell clean. Amen. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost will clean you up cleaner than that. So your sins be, amen, as scarlet. Amen. Glory be to God. So we have allowed the Holy Spirit to do that. Amen. The pipes, amen, are clean. The dry, the backup has been flushed out. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're allowing God to just purge us, renew us, refresh us, amen, in his spirit, amen. And so because of that, amen, we are prepared today, amen. As I shared earlier, amen, I have a bunch of declarations. I'm just going to repeat, I'm going to say some of them today, and I want you to repeat after me, okay? And so what are we doing? We're confessing the blessing. because we can do so. Let me share with you the scripture in Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, amen, it says this: "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say." Now the word "say" is used 3 times in that scripture. Whatever you say, because your sins are confessed and forsaken. Whatever you, God said, you look, okay. Proverbs 28, let's just go there before we do our confessions. Amen. Proverbs, amen, 28, amen, and 13. Here we go. Okay. Proverbs 28 and 13 says, "He who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoever confess and forsake them will have mercy." Boom, bam, bam, there it is. Boom, bam, bam, there it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I was, amen, washing dishes on yesterday, the Holy Spirit said so many people give the prayer warriors a struggle. Said that the prayer warriors are struggling. Amen, in the spirit. Why? Because people are coming with their prayer requests, amen, and they got all this sin in their lives. And they want the prayer warrior to pray for this and pray for that, but they have not confessed one sin. Glory be to God. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that they're really working the prayer warriors. Amen. Try to pray you a blessing over your sin, and it can't be done. But not only that, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, the Bible tells us, amen, do not grieve the spirit. Do not quench the spirit. Amen, glory be to God. It's not only the prayer warrior, but God himself, amen. But we want to thank God that that's been done. That's been handled, right? Amen, I hear you. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. So because we are a speaking spirit, when God created man, said God created man in his own image, okay? That's what the Bible tells us. Well, the Bible tells us also that God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So if God is a spirit and he created us in his image, what does that mean? That means that we are a spirit. But we are a speaking spirit. Or a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in the body. Oh, my God, Jesus. Your body is your earth suit. It's your authority. That's why when the body dies, you got to leave here. You got to leave here. Now, you're going somewhere. Now, the choice is yours where you're going, but you're not going to stay on planet Earth when that body suit dies. But, beloved, God has given us the authority. He said, whatever we say, you're going to have, you can have, if you believe without doubting, whatever is in your mouth. That's why you got to be careful if you're saying something positive or something negative. You're going to be just like your daddy. Then they grow up just like their daddy. Why? Because that's what you're saying. You ain't going to never be nobody. If they're nothing, they can't seem to get nothing going. Why? Because that's a curse you put on them. See, when the Bible says bless and curse not, you want to know why the Bible tell you to curse not? Because you have the power in your mouth to curse. Huh? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, so this is how God wants us living. Decree, he said we can decree a thing and it shall be established. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Glory be to God. Whatever you say can be yours if you believe without doubting. So what we're going to do this morning, amen, hallelujah, for the next few minutes, amen, I have a whole folder full of affirmations. I'm just going to share a portion with you, I shared a portion on the 5 o'clock program. I'm going to share a portion with you. Just repeat after me. Just repeat after me. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. And this is what I did. When I first got saved some 39 years ago, when I first got saved, remember the old cassette tapes? As a matter of fact, I still got some cassette tapes, preaching messages, some of my sermons on cassettes. Amen. 45 minutes. I took a 45-minute cassette. And what I did on that cassette, I recorded scriptures. I just recorded confessions and declarations. I am the head, not the tail. I am the lender, not the borrower. I'm above, not beneath. I'm blessed going in, blessed coming out. I am as bold as a lion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm sitting in heavenly places. Amen. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I am quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. See, I did all that for 45 minutes. 45 minutes, not for scripture. And then what I would do when I got to the end of the tape, I would flip it over. And on the other side, I would do another 45 minutes. Not the same scriptures. It would be different scriptures. And what I would do at night, in the car, I would play it. And what I would do at night when I went to bed, I would play it. So when I went to sleep, my spirit was taking in all of that. And when I would flip over and in the middle of the night, I would flip the tape over and get the other 45 minutes. And I kept flipping for years. I did that for years until now I can memorize the scriptures. Why? Because it's in my spirit. It's in my spirit. I marinated a piece of meat. Amen. I always marinate my meat. I just don't buy my meat from the store and cook it. I marinate my meat for a week or two. A day or two to get the seasoning and get the flavor in my meat. That's why everybody say my food is good. Well, all you got to do is buy good meat and season it, really, and get some good pots, and everybody food going to be good. That's really the secret of cooking. Good pots, good food, amen, good meats. And when you marinate that stuff, good. I had me a piece of steak. I sliced it down, and the juices came oozing out. Ooh, ooh, my God, Jesus! Oh, that was a good piece of meat. And I don't really eat that much beef. I may eat beef every now and then, amen. But it lasted me 2 days, amen. That was some good meat. But that's how it is, amen. When we get that word in our spirit, it come oozing out. Just oozing out. That's what Brother David said, Lord, hide your word in my heart. Let it ooze out. See? And you want to be in an oozing vibration. That's how you want to walk with God, live with God in an oozing vibration. See? You ain't got to look for the word. The Holy Spirit is to bring it there. Just bring it to you because it's already in there. Amen. You want to saturate yourself in it. This is what the scripture means when it says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. If you take a fish tank, I was talking to somebody up there. I said, I ain't getting no cat. I ain't getting no dog. I used to have a cat. I have a dog. I'm not getting no more cat and dog. I said, but I might get me another parakeet, and I'm going to get me an aquarium. But, okay, so in the aquarium, you put the fish in the water, and what? Everywhere that fish goes, water. Got water on the top, water on the bottom, water on the side. The fish is immersed in the water. Well, we have to be immersed in the word the same way the fish is immersed in the water. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. And to God be praised. All right. So this is what we're confessing our blessings. You ready? Okay. We're not going to open up the lines today. Maybe, Lord's willing, we'll open up the lines tomorrow. Amen. All right. So repeat after me in Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is first in my life. I love God with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul. I love myself. I love my neighbor as myself. I bless my enemies. I seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I embrace the gifts of today. I am saved and sanctified. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will treat people the way I want to be treated. I forgive as Jesus forgave. I rejoice in the Lord always. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed of the Lord. I am the apple of God's eye. I am chosen. I am peculiar. I am royalty. I rule and I reign. I am seated in heavenly places. I carry God's DNA. I have two-dimensional vision. I acknowledge the Lord always. I lean not to my own understanding. He directs my steps and orders my paths. There is no need in my life. All my needs are supplied in Christ Jesus. I have more than enough. I am more than a conqueror. Apart from Christ, I am and can do nothing. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am in the front and not in the back. I am on the top and not on the bottom. I am the first and not the last. I am exceedingly well, blessed, and highly favored. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. I am blessed in a city and I am blessed in the field. I am overtaken with the blessing. Everything I touch turns to prop gold. I am a bona fide winner. I am in a winner's environment. I am building an inheritance for my children's children. Wealth and riches are in my house. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. My place in God protects me. With God, there is no challenge I cannot overcome. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred to me. I have treasures of darkness and secret riches of hidden places. My season of failure and frustration is over. I do not love money, but money loves me. I will never be broke another day in my life. I owe no man nothing but the debt of love. Money cometh to the body of Christ. Money cometh to me right now in Jesus' name. I will persist until I succeed. I have the power of Christ living inside of me. I am a child of God who serves. I am a person of integrity. I am a great person of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. I cancel all of Satan's deceptions against me and my land. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I have a prosperous soul. I always walk in favor and promotion. I delight to do God's will. I am willing and obedient. I eat the good of the land. I live the abundant life. I have good success. I always recognize my opportunities for restoration. All things work together for my good. I am called according to God's purpose. I am as bold as a lion. I speak the truth in love. I possess the gates of my enemies. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk in the spirit of forgiveness. I walk in love. I do not fear. My love casts out all fear. I walk in joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I walk in peace. I think no evil. My mind is stayed on him. I always walk in favor and promotion. I meditate in his law day and night. I am daily loaded with benefits. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. The fruit of the Spirit is manifest in my life. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. I prove the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. I have the mind of Christ. Humble myself in the sight of the Lord. I repent daily. I have what I say. I speak the truth in love. My works and my words say the same. Good things are always happening to me. Today is a miraculous day. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord 30 seconds worth of praise, saints. Hallelujah. 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 Is not God good? Hallelujah. Was that not a B12 shot? Hallelujah. I encourage you to do that every day, all day long. Hallelujah. Write them down until you memorize them. While you're in the shower, quote the scriptures. While you're driving, quote the scriptures. Decree, declare. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. While you're waiting for the bus, come on, say something. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Say something. Say what it shall. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Stop talking the negativity. Stop focusing on what you don't have. When you talk about what you don't have, all you do is get more of what you don't have. It's called the law of attraction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Write them down, saints. I encourage you. Start with a couple of them. When I was working, amen, in this insurance office, I used to put the scriptures on a 3x5 card. And I was working, but I would keep looking over there at that 3x5 card. I would carry them in my pocketbook while I was on the bus. So I was looking at that word on the 3x5 card. Put it on, amen, your mirror in your bathroom. Put it on the refrigerator. Get the word in you. The word is nigh, even in thy mouth. Come on now. He said, you're going to have what you say. Hallelujah. I was talking with someone yesterday, and they looked at me like I was crazy 2 days ago. They said, how you doing? I said, I'm exceedingly well. And they saw me with the leg brace on, the leg immobilizer, amen. And I said, I'm exceedingly well. Beloved, you got to know that your circumstances do not dictate your position in Christ. Glory be to God. You are a winner, and you win when it looks like you're losing. But you got to agree with it. You got to agree with it. Glory be to God. The lady, glory be to God, in the Old Testament, can't think of her name right now. You look it up. Amen. Glory be to God. And her son had died. Amen. Glory be to God. She got on a horse. She said, I'm going to see the prophet. They said, is it all well? Hallelujah. She didn't say, no, it ain't well. My son is dead. Nah, she didn't agree with that. She said, it is well. Beloved, you're going to have what you say. And guess what? When she got with him, hallelujah, it was well. Hallelujah, because hallelujah, he was dead, but God had resurrected. God will resurrect your dead situation when you speak words of life. Hallelujah. Lazarus was dead too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, what did Jesus do? Jesus opened his mouth. He said, move the stone. Jesus opened his mouth and said something. He said, move the stone. Lazarus, come forth. Beloved, what's in your mouth? Some of us have bad situations because you're the one that killed it with the word, with those negative words. I ain't going to never have nothing. I'm going to be sick all my life. I guess I'm just going to die broke. I don't know. Maybe we'll be evicted. Maybe they're going to come in for the repossession. Stop speaking negativity. You will have what you say. The Bible didn't say you have what you say just when you speak positive or when you speak words of faith. No, you can speak words of death, negative words, and you get that too. I just got a feeling I'm going to get some bad news today. I just got a feeling I'm going to be in a car accident today. And then when it happened, why are you surprised? Huh? You will have what you say. Glory be to God. Now, we just can't grab it and blab it and name it and claim it over sin. Glory, living any kind of way and then decreeing that stuff. Glory be to God. It ain't going to happen anyhow. But when we confess our sins and we get on one accord with the Spirit, when we touch and we agree with the Spirit, glory be to God. Beloved, God said, whatever you ask for, in my name. Your declarations are a type of prayer. It's a type of prayer. You are praying. You're decreeing. Well, there's different ways that we can pray. We already taught on that. We'll teach on it again. Glory be to God, huh? But your declarations, beloved, what's in your mouth? Oh, as we come into this holy season of the highest holiday on the calendar, oh, we're coming in, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're rejoicing. We're coming in with praise. We're coming in on a high note because we're already on a high note. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We have to stop touching and agreeing with Satan and his lies, hallelujah, and his sicknesses. No, later for that. We don't accept that. We don't accept that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I went to, back to the doctor, I said, I decree and I declare. When they look at my MRI, I'm not having no operation. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, I'll go in for physical therapy, get this leg right, get this leg walking again so I can skip, hop, and run. Because you best believe, when I'm full course again, I'm going to be ready to run. Because the door is going to be open for me to run into. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. But I put it out there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you got some people, well, maybe our doctors want to do surgery. Yeah, because you speaking it. Going it? Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say what God has said about you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are special. You are royalty. You have a royal priesthood. You have a chosen generation. You're handpicked by God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are predestined. Hallelujah. Chosen. Yes. You are special to God in his kingdom. You are the king's kid. Glory be to God. Open your mouth and let the devil hear you. Let the devil know that you know. Hallelujah. That death and life are in the power of your tongue. You decree a thing and it shall be established. It didn't say the devil establishes. You decree it. Glory be to God. The only time you get what the devil wants you to get is when you agree with the devil. Stop agreeing with the devil and start agreeing with what God has already said about you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We are, hallelujah, confessing our blessings. Confessing our blessings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Because the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Count your many blessings, because God ain't finished blessing you. Glory be to God. Beloved, open your mouth. Hallelujah. Confess. confess, confess. Well, I just believe. Yeah, but what did the scripture say? The scripture says you got to believe without doubting, but the scripture also says you got to say something. I'm going to read it one more time as I close. Mark 11:23. Give me 1 second here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mark 11. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and to God be praise. God be glory. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, okay, that's the first one. You see that say, that's the first say. Whosoever shall say, open their mouth and say something. Unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he what? Those things which he what, saints? Those things which he believed? No, those things that he say. If he believed that those things that he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, God used the word say 3 times in one paragraph. I think somebody needs to hook on and hook up. Hook on and hook up. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. So we found out yesterday and today, amen, that maybe the reason we haven't seen the blessing yet, glory be to God, number one, amen, is we was covering up sin. Glory be to God. So we wasn't, amen, confessing our sins. Amen. So we had to confess. We had to fess up the bless up. So today we see, glory be to God, that after we confess our sins, it ain't over with yet. Because you got to open your mouth and say something. You got to open your mouth and say something. I'm rich. I'm rich. How much money you got? Oh, right now I got about $3.15. But I say I'm rich. I say I'm a bona fide millionaire. I say I'm healed. You healed. What the doctor said? Well, the doctor said something about some cancer or something. I don't know. Something about some COVID cancer, something, leukemia. I don't know. Amen. But I'm just telling you, I'm healed. See? Why? Because, see, your declarations are the truth. Truth always overrides reality. Matter of fact, truth is the highest reality. Glory be to God. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Beloved, it's time to open your mouth. It's time to open your mouth and say something. Confess your blessings. Amen. Glory be to God. Confess your blessings. When your life lines up in faith and obedience, beloved, you can decree and establish with the power of your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your mouth. Therefore, why not work your faith and your mouth in Jesus' name? Woo! My God, Jesus. All right, there it is. There it is. We're working our mouth for everything else. Let's work it in faith. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. God, we say thank you. We say thank you for this holy service today. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, help us to get into the daily habits of decreeing and declaring the word of God over our life, because that's the only thing that's infallible. It's the only thing, Father God, that will not fail. It's the only thing that must come. Your word, Father God, will always do what it has been sent out to do. Your word has no expiration date, Father God, but we have to believe it. We can't doubt it. And then we got to open our mouth and say something. Our faith will always rise to the level of our confession. Father God, hallelujah. You said confess, speak, hallelujah. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Meet us back tonight at 9 o'clock for our praise party. Come on, y'all. Stop in every now and then. Stop in and shake a leg. Come on in. Just stop by for a little bit of shake a leg at the praise party tonight. Amen. 9 o'clock. Amen. song, bring your testimonies, bring your reading. Come on and join us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, next week we're going to be having our Holy Week services. Amen. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amen. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night at 7:30. And then Friday is our Good Friday service. Amen. To God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. And to God be all the honor. Today is offering day here at the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you and you and you and all of our listeners. Look, we know the only reason we know that you are there, okay? Hallelujah. Those of you in the Netherlands, amen. Those of you what in South Korea, those of you in Japan, those of you in France, those of you in Brazil and Africa, the only reason we know you there is because the back office tell us you're listening. Otherwise, we would never know you're there. We would never know you're there. Please reach out to us. Send us an email. Say hello. Send us a letter. Glory be to God. Send us a text. Glory be to God. Send us an offering. Send us an offering. Sow into the mouth. Sow into the soil that's feeding you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will never know you're there. But we thank God that you are there. And we pray that you will continue to come. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. How can you say that? I said it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. And that's how you have to speak every day. Oh, it's going to be a bad day. Then why are you surprised when the day turned out bad? It's going to be a good day. And you're going to hear some good news. I'm going to hear some bad news today. Why are you surprised you heard bad news? You already said you was going to hear bad news. You are a speaking spirit. Remember that. That's why the Bible says be quick to hear, be slow to speak. That's why God gave us one mouth and two ears. Glory be to God. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. Because once those words go out in the universe, you can't take the words back. You can't take the words back. The only thing you can do is ask God to give you a crop failure on those negative words. Speak life. Speak life. Speak blessing. Because this is God's will for you. Amen. Father God, thank you for the service today. We honor you. We rejoice in you. We thank you for reawakening us, Father God, reviving us, electrifying us, Father God. Hallelujah. With the power of your word, reminding us that, Father God, our blessing is in our mouth. Woo! My God, Jesus. Oh, my God. I was just electrocuted in the Holy Ghost. Our blessing is in our mouths, saith the Lord. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. God, thank you. Thank you. That's all we needed, Father God. That was all we needed. Thank you for reawakening us. Because we had sort of fell a little asleep. As the disciples fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane, we've got a little slowful, a little lethargic. We want to say thank you for waking us up and reawakening us to remind us that our blessings are not in heaven. Our blessings are in our mouth. My God. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer, this service right now, Father God. Hallelujah. By the word, the blood, and the spirit. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time of the day. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare no more weeping, no more sorrow, no more tears. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation. And decree and declare. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Amen. Meet you tonight, Lord's willing. at the praise party. Amen. And back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come with a couple of your declarations tomorrow. I'm not quite sure how the Holy Spirit is going to unfold the service tomorrow, but be prepared. Come with about four or five of your declarations. Amen. Let us touch and agree with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have an awesome, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Love you, love you, love you.
Line going.
Hey, open your mouth.
Come on, say something. Get the word out. It's the word. Yeah, yeah.